Hello, book lovers, and welcome to Book Talk Radio Club. My name is Claire Perkins, and today I'm talking to author Jill Amy Rosenblatt. Jill is the author of the Fixer series, books in the crime fiction genre, and have been called fun, fast-paced, and packed with thrills. Katerina Mills is a New York City college student in a desperate situation. After ditching her cheating lover and boss, she's stuck in dead-end temp jobs. Her dad just ditched her mum and his promise to pay Kat's college tuition bill. She has 2 weeks to come up with $14,000 or she's out of her apartment, out of school and out of luck. A dangerous world. Hi, Jill. Welcome and thank you for coming on Book Talk Radio Club.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I'm so happy to talk with you today.
Thank you. So, Katerina is a fixer. What is a fixer?
A fixer is a person who is hired specifically to make arrangements for someone or who makes problems disappear. That's what they're most known for. Mm-hmm. So the term fixer is most associated with someone who is doing something illegal.
Right.
That is their specialty.
Well, your books have an interesting premise. I always like to ask authors where they came up with the idea for their books. Is it from experience or imagination?
Well, this story is entirely from imagination. There is no personal experience here. I started with a very small idea of a woman and a man in negotiation. She needed something he had that she wanted, but I had absolutely no idea what this something was.
Mm-hmm.
And I had heard of the term fixer before, several times. There are a number of great TV shows specifically about people who are fixers. I think of Scandal. I think of the show Ray Donovan.
Mm.
So I knew that there were already programs out there that were addressing this type of individual who does this type of work. So I was really thinking about this, and I decided it would be interesting to make this an origin story.
Mm.
How did Katerina Mills fall into this line of work?
Mm.
So every book in the series is actually another step in her journey as she actually learns how to do this job.
Okay.
So for me, it requires a lot of research on maybe things that people shouldn't be doing, a lot of research into different ideas, different plots. But I love research. I absolutely love to do that. So it's a lot of fun for me to come up with these storylines.
The most recent reports indicate there is $1.45 trillion in total U.S. student loan debt. Here in the UK, there was a report on the number of students turning to prostitution to pay off their debts. I guess Katerina becoming a fixer is not quite as drastic and dangerous.
Well, it's drastic and dangerous for her, but in a different way.
Mm.
Katerina approaches this as being absolutely desperate for money to support herself, since her family members either can't or won't help her.
Right.
So working for this agency is going to give her very large amounts of fast cash that she needs to keep going to college and to pursue her dream, which is going to law school. But of course, there's large amounts of cash are not just out there for doing small things.
No.
So she's getting paid a lot of money that's requiring her to take a lot of huge chances and risks doing things that she really should never be doing.
Right.
And what I think readers will find interesting, or I hope that they'll find interesting, is the fact that she's very young, she's very headstrong, and she's very stubborn.
Mm-hmm.
And she doesn't want to give up on her dreams. And because she's very stubborn, she really doesn't realize in the first book, in The Naked Man, that a life like this can really suck you in.
Mm-hmm.
And you think you can just get out and step away and leave any time that you want to, but it doesn't work like that. And the fact that she doesn't see that or doesn't want to see how drastic and dangerous this line of work really is,
mm.
is something that I think readers might find interesting to kind of watch her go through this process.
Yes, it does sound interesting. You've got some great reviews over on Amazon, including Jill Amy Rosenblatt wrote a terrific book that had me on the edge of my seat. What was the proudest moment for you, Jill, the first sale or the first positive review?
That's really very tough to choose from because both moments are so special to me.
Right.
When I saw the first sale, I was so happy that a reader was going to meet and get to know Katerina. And I hoped so much that they were going to become invested in her story. But that first review, I mean, that's just so amazing, too, because it makes me so happy to hear that a reader enjoyed the story and enjoyed the experience. And it also tells me that I'm on the right track.
Yes.
I'm something right when I'm constructing these stories. So that means so much to me too.
That's fantastic. The Killing Kind is book two in the Katharina Mills series. Would you like to tell Book Talk Radio Club's listeners about it without giving away the plot, of course?
Oh, of course. Thank you. The Killing Kind really sees Katharina taking on new clients and new assignments. And these assignments are going to challenge her to step up her game as a fixer. And they're going to push her further and further into even out of the gray areas and just right over into illegal criminal activity. Mm-hmm. So this is where she starts to get an idea that she may very well just be in right over her head.
Sounds like it.
And absolutely. And book two is also where Katharina starts to experience really up close and personal how this job is putting her directly and personally in harm's way. So she's meeting dangerous individuals, people who live a life of crime, and she's never really experienced this before. So I also want to mention that while each book, of course, has some standalone plots that are introduced and then wrapped up in each book, all of these books are connected to each other with stories that continue to carry over.
Right.
So in The Killing Kind, readers will get to see that Katharina is actually haunted by one of her assignments from the first book, from The Naked Man. And what happened in The Naked Man is having some very far-reaching negative consequences that are continuing to follow her. And I will also say, I would like to also mention that Katharina, of course, needs help if she's going to get through this, and readers will get to see someone who is very special from The Naked Man who's going to return. He's become a bit of a fan favorite from what I can see in the reviews. He's also a very special character to me, so I'm very happy to say that he's going to make an appearance.
I love books that are part of a series that you actually get to know the characters and you get to feel they're part of your life. And you can't wait to see what happens to them next.
Yes, you get to really get close to these characters and you get the experience of having them continually come back to visit again and again. I'm also going to introduce several supporting characters in book two that I hope readers will enjoy meeting, and I plan to bring them back. So it's something for readers, I hope, that they will look forward to catching up with these people and seeing what's happening with them.
You published two books back in 2008 and 2009, being Project Jennifer and For Better or Worse, both under the women's fiction genre. What made you jump to writing crime fiction with Katharina Mills' series 7 years later?
That's a great question. It's a wonderful question, and I have to be absolutely truthful and honest, is I don't think I chose the crime fiction genre. I think it chose me. It was not something that I had planned on at all. I do enjoy reading spy novels and mysteries. They're particular favorites of mine, such as the Gabriel Lalonde series by Daniel Silva. I like the Stephanie Plum series from Janet Ivanovich. I also really like watching movies that are crime suspense thrillers.
Yeah.
So I think as I was working out this idea and trying to decide where do I want to go with this, I was just naturally drawn to the genre that I was interested in exploring this, and it just seemed to be a perfect fit. So I think it picked me out. I didn't make any conscious decisions.
You graduated with a bachelor's degree in writing and literature from Burlington College and then went back again a few years later and earned a master's degree in literature and creative writing. How did that impact your writing skills?
Tremendously. Absolutely tremendously. Going to Burlington was a wonderful experience. Those programs were so helpful, and I would specifically mentioned the master's degree. A concentration of the program was studying how to teach grammar and composition. That's something that I really wanted to study.
Right.
And in doing that, it had a tremendous effect on my writing and my editing skills.
Okay.
Learning how to really look at my work with a much more critical eye, always looking to see how I can improve a sentence, right down to the sentence, to the word structure, putting it together, making it sharper, clearer, so that it has more impact on the reader. That really, I think, really upped my game as a writer and as an editor. So those programs were just fantastic. They were a great experience.
I understand from your bio that you experienced a very bad case of writer's block. What steps did you take to overcome it? Because I know a lot of authors do experience this at one point in their life.
It was very, very depressing to go through that. I really felt lost because writing is such a piece of who I am. So to be without that was very lonely experience, and you feel just that you're lost. But I was very fortunate. I have family. I have friends. They were really constantly encouraging me and challenging me to stop worrying so much and just get back to the joy of the process. I really was paralyzed with fear. Right. What if the story isn't good? What if the story falls apart? What if no one likes it? I really couldn't settle down and write anything. So they were just pushing me to stop thinking about all those things and get back to the work. And finally, I reached a point where I was really angry with myself. You know, how come I'm not working at what I love to do? You know, what is happening with me that I have just gone so far off the path? So something really just kind of broke loose, and I sat down to think about it, and that's when that original seed of an idea came up. And it took several months after that of really thinking about it until the stories started to come together. I was so excited when I wrote The Fixer, The Naked Man. I was so happy to be back at work, but I was so nervous that I wouldn't get through the process to the end, that I wouldn't have a completed story. And that's really one reason readers will notice that The Naked Man is kind of a smallish book. It's a novella.
Right.
And I didn't want to pressure myself at all, so I just wrote until I felt I was finished.
Yeah.
And I had said everything that I wanted to say. I had no page requirements, no word count, nothing like that. Mm. I just wrote until I felt I was done. And now the stories are coming out just fast and furious, and sometimes I find I have too much material. The Killing Cut is a much larger book. The Last Romanov is going to be a pretty hefty-sized book because it's just all coming out now, and I can't seem to stop it. I can't turn the faucet off.
So I was going to say, what's next for Jill Amy Rosenblatt? But you've just said you have another book coming out. When do you expect that to be published?
I'm in the middle of the editing process right now.
Okay.
I hope to have it stay on schedule to be published by the late winter of 2018, of next year. If it needs a little bit more tweaking, then that deadline to release might get pushed a little bit. But I'm in the middle of the editing process now, so the story is out. It's down on paper. And I'm working through it now, working through all the polishing and the edits. And then after that, books 4 through 6 are completely plotted out. So as soon as book 3 is published, I'm going to be getting to work right away on them. So I'm really looking forward to that.
Oh, it's wonderful. Just wonderful. So tell me, Jill, where can Book Talk Radio Club listeners purchase your books?
Both books in the Fixer series are available. They're in ebook format. They are in paperback format as well. They're available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. Mm-hmm. The ebooks are also available on Kobo. And the first book only, I haven't gotten a chance to take care of formatting the second book, but the first book is available out on Smashwords.
Wonderful. All right. Well, thank you, Jill. That was absolutely fascinating. Please come back on Book Talk Radio Club when you've published your next book, and I'd love to chat with you and hear more. In the meantime, good luck for the future, and thank you, everyone, for listening to Book Talk Radio Club. Thank you, Jill.
Oh, I want to thank you so much for having me on your program. It's been so much fun, and I've enjoyed talking with you.
Oh, thank you very much. Bye now.
Bye.
Okay. Thanks, Jill. Just hang
on. Okay?
How was that for you, okay?
It was wonderful. I had such a great time. The questions were wonderful. I enjoyed it.